Oh yeah, real lifers, citizens of the world, welcome to the Real Life Global Movement, where our mission is to inspire, empower, and connect the world through English.
We believe that English should be a fun and enriching part of your life that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want. Are you tired of boring lessons that suck the life out of your learning? Are you ready to step up your game and become a kick-ass English speaker?
Well, we're here to guide and inspire you on your journey to true lifelong fluency. It's time to stop just learning English and start living it. Can I get an aw yeah?
Aw yeah! What is going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all over the world? This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, effective, and
enriching
way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you are walking the dog,
watching a beautiful sunset,
having a nap for a siesta. Siestering, is that a verb in Spain? To siesta?
No, you take a siesta.
Okay.
Getting ripped at the gym.
Or
arm wrestling a grizzly bear.
Oh yeah. I'm joined here today in the virtual studio with a man who can sneeze with his eyes open, Ethan Zeno. What's up, man?
It's going well. What do you mean by sneeze with your eyes open? Why is that so impressive?
Yeah, that's actually physically impossible for any normal person, but I hear you do that all the time, right? To actually sneeze. Sneeze is to when you make the noise, achoo! And to actually do that with your eyes open is really, really hard.
Yeah. Some people say if you do it, if a mortal man were to do it, that his eyelids might actually rip. So you should not try this at home. Leave it to the professional sneezers.
Yeah. Like yourself, right? Professional sneezer.
Like myself. I've won some competitions.
And you still have eyelids, so you must be pretty damn good at it.
Yeah.
Alright, so today, guys, we are very excited to be here. This is a very exciting day for us. And unfortunately, Justin can't be here. He really wanted to be here too, but he's not available right now because he's so busy.
I heard he's busy arm wrestling a grizzly bear.
Yeah, yeah. With his eyes open and sneezing at the same time.
With Chuck Norris. Cheering him on.
And so yeah, unfortunately he can't be here today, and I know he would like to express his excitement as well, but I know you guys have heard us saying this quite a lot in the most recent podcast. We've been telling you guys that we've been working on this for a long time. That's why we actually went to Chile to develop this, but we have some very exciting news, and that is that the Real Life Global platform has just been officially released. Can I get an aw yeah for that one, Ethan?
Aw yeah!
Aw yeah! So this podcast is specifically dedicated to our awesome new platform. We're going to speak about that a lot more in today's conversation topic and just how you guys can personally benefit from that and also have a really amazing new experience with your English and also connect to other English learners and speakers from all around the globe. So more on that in today's conversation topic. I just wanted to, you know, we were bursting at the seams with excitement, so I thought I'd just quickly make that announcement because I couldn't hold it much longer.
What do you mean by bursting at the seams?
Well, we said that on last week's podcast. I think it's you true. Mentioned that it was when something would overflow.
Exploding with excitement.
Exactly. To be exploding with excitement. We are bursting at the seams with excitement. And I'm not sure if Ethan's sneezing right now because his eyes are open, but he looks pretty ecstatic.
What does ecstatic mean?
That just means really, really excited, like you are bursting at the seams with excitement. And we really are looking forward to tell you guys all about the new platform. But before we do, let's jump into today's shout-outs. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands.
So today we've got a shout out from awesome lady in Colombia, Johanna. So Johanna says, "Oh my god, I can't believe this webpage exists. I was looking for something like this and suddenly I found it. Many, many, many thanks for this amazing project. Now I'm living in Australia. I've been here for 3 months. I came here to learn English, but now I'm living with Colombian people, so I can't practice on the weekend. I'm just learning grammar in the school from Monday to Friday, but I know I need to put a lot of effort into achieving my goals, and it's better if I continue learning in my house, and the best way to do it is with this website. I'm over the moon. Thanks."
Oh, there you go. There's another expression for being really excited and happy.
Yeah, over the moon.
Well, Johanna from Colombia, who is now in Australia, that was some great feedback from you. We're glad that we are helping you with our content, with all of our articles, podcasts, and videos. And interesting that she says, although she is in Australia, she's not getting a chance to practice her English on the weekends. What do you think about that, Mr. V? What's some advice you'd give her?
Say, gotta get out of the house and meet some Aussies. Connect over over a relaxing stubby at the local pub. Or whatever you have.
What is a stubby?
A stubby is, I think it's an Aussie term for a beer.
Yeah, a stubby, a bottle of beer, a little stubby. Her problem here is actually something that I see frequently, probably way more frequently than we should see it. That's many people who do these exchange programs. I mean, the idea of to do exchange is to obviously learn the language. She's probably studying at some kind of an English course. And also, which people don't really make a conscious effort of doing this, is really mixing with the local culture. I guess as a Colombian living with a lot of other Colombians, it must be very hard for her to, you know, break out of that circle. You know, once you're in a foreign place with a group of people from your actual country, it makes it even extra harder to leave that little social circle. You know what I mean?
You have to make a real effort to like get integrated in local culture, to really branch out and, like you said, like meet locals. It can be very intimidating for some people because it's a new culture. People are different than you. You're not sure how they feel about foreigners. But I don't know, from my experience living in every country, people generally, they'll be very curious, very open. You just have to find the right people to talk to and get out there and give it your best shot.
Yeah, yeah. So when you said you get very nervous, I know even obviously the language is one of these barriers of, you know, these kinds of cross-cultural misunderstandings. Like when you go to a new place and the way that maybe they communicate, the way that they talk, the fact that you're unfamiliar with the language, it does give you this impression. You know, you've probably experienced this sometimes when you're in a different country with a language you're not so familiar with. A person might be speaking to you very normally, but because you don't understand it well enough, you think, oh, I might be irritating this person. Or if you ask that person to repeat, maybe you think you're annoying them, or you know what I mean? I think you get this extra anxiety about what's really happening. Maybe you're overthinking things a little bit, maybe, and probably there's just a small barrier of fear that's blocking you from really connecting with those people.
Yeah, I think like you said, if really most of it, you're just creating things in your mind. Most people are very patient and they're very like understanding. And really, I mean, if you're living in another country, you really got to grab the bull by the horns, take full advantage of the opportunity that you have at hand. Because if you're only there for 6 months, a year, whatever, you want to make the most of that experience and really experience what it's like to live in that country, what it's like for people in that country, and you know, get a different point of view, because it's going to really just open your eyes to the world, which is, I think, a big topic for us today, talking about the Real Life Global platform.
That's correct. Yeah, definitely this conversation would roll really nicely into today's conversation topic. So before we actually do that, big thank you to Johanna. Really glad to hear from you. We're glad that we are helping you out. And, you know, there are other things you can be doing on the weekends to really make the most of your trip, and we hope you have an awesome time in Australia. Keep trying your best there.
All right, guys, and although Ioana sent us an email, which we love getting emails like this, love all that positivity, definitely motivates us to keep producing some great stuff for you guys. But if you're enjoying this podcast and you want to help other people also learn a lot with us, then we would really appreciate it if you would just head over to iTunes and leave us a quick 5-star review. Let us know what you think. Or over on Stitcher. And we've got a video. We'll have a link on the show notes page at reallifeglobal.com/meettheworld. And we'll have a short video where we explain exactly how to do that in case you're not familiar.
Yeah.
All right, Chad, I think it's time for today's kick.
Us.
Quote. 1, 2, 3, aw yeah. 1, 2, 3, aw yeah.
I'm kick-ass. All right, Ethan, it is ass kicking time, and I heard you have a pretty awesome quote you want to share with everyone that is related a lot to all traveling and also what we're doing here with the new Real Life Global platform. Would you want to lay it on us?
Ooh, what does lay it on us mean?
To lay something on you is to disclose that information, but it's a very kind of colloquial, maybe slang way to say that. Like, okay, man, just lay it on me. And just tell me straight away. Tell me up front.
Tell me the news.
So lay that kick-ass quote on me today, my friend.
So today's kick-ass quote is very relevant to the topic of world citizenship, as you said. So it's from Seneca, and it's, I'm not born for one corner. The whole world is my native land.
Oh, that sounds pretty kick-ass. So does definitely scream travel and, you know, world citizenship. What do you get from that quote, Mr. V?
All right, so starting with, like, my native land. So your native land, you would usually say, is where you were born. My native land is the United States. Chad's native land is Australia. But more and more people are starting to feel disassociated from their homeland, the place where they were born, and are starting, there's more and more people are kind of joining a movement, so to speak, of global citizenship. We support this a lot through everything we do. We believe that, you know, there's no reason that you should be for just one part of the world. There's no reason you can't, be a little bit of a citizen of every country, be completely open to different cultures and different ways of thinking, mm-hmm. different ways of living. Mm-hmm. So Seneca, this is a pretty old quote, so he was pretty ahead of his time.
Mm-hmm. Who was he exactly?
So Seneca was a Spanish philosopher, mm-hmm. and he was also an advisor to the Emperor Nero. Mm.
And what do you mean by he was ahead of his times? What does that expression mean in that case?
He was already thinking of a certain kind of ideology before it kind of became popularized. I think still, if you're a global citizen now, you're ahead of your time. Mm-hmm. One of our big goals with Real Life Global, too, though, is just to really promote world citizenship, just promote that being non-judgmental, learning about other cultures, being really open to people no matter what country they come from. And we'll talk a lot more about that in the conversation topic. But
cool, yeah. I guess just to close today's kick-ass quote, would you like to just read it one more time, Mr. V? And then we can move on to today's conversation topic.
Oh, yeah. So Seneca says, I'm not born for one corner. The whole world is my native land.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Seneca, for writing that kick-ass quote. And for you, Mr. V, for re-saying it today on today's podcast. And now it's the time that we have all been waiting for. Today's epic conversation topic.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you... What you talking about?
All right, Ethan, I think my seams have officially burst, and it's time to, express to the podcast listeners out there about how awesome the new Real Life Global platform is, what they can do to actually, you know, sign up and be part of this and also start using it ASAP and get the most benefits out of this awesome platform. So you want to just quickly give us all the rundown of what it's all about, just to just to get the cat out of the bag?
Maybe we'll do some definitions of some expressions before getting into it. So you said...
Okay, then.
Give them the rundown.
Rundown would be the just a summary, or just to summarize what it's all about, the general idea behind something, the rundown of something.
And ASAP or ASAP, what does that stand for?
That is an acronym for as soon as possible.
All right. And let the cat out of the bag?
I'm not sure how I said it. I think I used it incorrectly there. But yeah, the expression is to get the cat is out of the bag means that maybe there is a secret that you've been holding on to and it has been disclosed, or everybody knows about it. The cat is out of the bag. Maybe if I was to plan a surprise party for Ethan and he found out about it before the party, I'd be, oh shit, the cat's out of the bag. Ethan knows about the party.
Oh damn.
But just so you know, man, I am not planning a surprise party for you.
Don't even know if we'll be together on my birthday or not.
Okay.
Probably not. Maybe so, though.
Maybe so, and it's the surprise.
Maybe.
Maybe the cat is still in the bag on that one.
No one knows where the cat is.
Awesome, man. So let's hear it. Real Life Global, what is this all about? What you talking about, Ethan?
So in Chile, we were not just twiddling our thumbs, meaning like we were not just hanging out there, having a good time. Quite the opposite. We were working really hard on bringing this vision to the world. Us not being tech people, it took a lot of work for us to find the right team to help us build this. And we've been working with some awesome tech guys the last few months to create this. And just the last few weeks, we've been actually testing this with some of our, some initial users. So we're really excited about this. It's working pretty awesome now. People have been having a really great time on the Real Life Global platform. So there's a lot of stuff you can do on Real Life Global. It's a social network. So you have everything that you would expect of a normal social network. You can see all the members. You can add friends. You can text chat. You can video chat. There's a pretty awesome forum where you can ask any questions that you have. You can join discussions. But the thing that really makes Real Life Global special is what we call the Power Chat.
Ooh, what is the Power Chat?
So the Power Chat is really cool. So basically, you can log in anytime, anywhere, press a button, and you'll instantly be connected to an English learner or speaker in another part of the world.
For 3 minutes.
For 3 minutes at a time. It's really fun, convenient, and authentic experience for your English. Nothing like this in the world.
Yeah, we're super excited about this. We're actually, you know, obviously some people are very lucky. Like today's shout out was for Johanna, Colombian woman who has recently moved to Australia. But we know how difficult it is for a lot of people out there. You know, you guys have been studying English formally for a very long time. Maybe you guys have been doing a formal kind of English course, learning about grammar and all these kinds of things. But it is still very hard. I mean, we've been trying to do this in person here in different places of Brazil, Ethan in Spain, is just connecting people, even just other learners, connecting them with meetups and giving them an opportunity to really practice their English, you know, put what they've been learning into practice and, you know, make friends and actually communicating in the language as opposed to just learning it as, you know, something that's academical where they're not actually, you know, given that opportunity to speak to someone in a language. So the whole idea behind this platform is just giving you all that opportunity. Maybe you'll be speaking English to someone, maybe a native speaker, maybe one of us, maybe another English learner from Vietnam, from South Africa, from Germany, from Poland, from Brazil, from Argentina. But the point is you're going to be meeting new people and getting that real opportunity to, you know, put what you've been learning into practice.
And while you're doing it, another big thing is you're going to be connecting to people from all over the world. So you get to be like a big representative of your country. You get to share what's so special about your country with people from all over the world. And at the same time, you get to learn about people from all over the world. So we almost like to think of it as like virtual traveling. Like you're almost as if you're traveling to all these different countries in one power chat session. I think I've gotten to talk to someone from Poland, someone from Germany, someone from Indonesia, from Brazil, from the United States, from Australia. And it's just really cool because you get to talk to all these people and be like, okay, so tell me something about your country. Like, what makes your country special? And just some of the conversations that you see people having are just really, really fascinating, really interesting. And something that just makes it really exciting for us because we're excited to give people kind of this opportunity that they've never had. A lot of people have never had the opportunity to travel, but it'll almost give you a feeling of that experience by meeting people from every corner of the globe.
Yeah, that does kind of relate a lot to today's Kick-Ass quote, like you mentioned, a world without borders. You know, it is giving you a first-hand experience of, you know, of new culture. That's not something that's being given to you through television or some kind of stereotype or something like that. So that's really cool. And I mean, you mentioned something about how, understanding different cultures plays a big part in understanding different perspectives that people have all around the world. That's something also really cool that I've been discovering by meeting, is having these 3-minute conversations with different people. It is very interesting just to hear them. And, there's that other expression, which is travel broadens the mind. You know that one, Mr. Mm-hmm. V?
I do.
So what does broaden mean in this case?
Broaden is to widen, to make wider.
So in this case, to travel, this concept saying that, if you travel, it broadens the mind because you have you see the world through the perspective of a different culture or a different country or something like that. But, a lot of the time that experience isn't necessarily you physically going to that place to see that. A lot of it comes through the actual people that you meet there and people that you talk to. So although maybe you don't have an opportunity to actually physically travel to all different countries around the world, actually meeting people from these countries is probably your next best thing. Exchanging cultures, having a cultural exchange via video chat is great.
Super duper.
So this is our big goal here. We're trying to give you guys this opportunity to, really connect to people all around the world through English. And this is very interesting because, I've even noticed, depending on what country the person is from, this is going to be really good for you guys too, because you're going to have contact with many different types of English, which is something I find very interesting. Most of my students or people that I've worked with in the past, they tend to learn, they say they learn American English, but, nowadays that's not necessarily the English that you guys are going to always encounter. Right, Mr. V? I mean, like how often in your travels people have spoken with American English?
I mean, I was here, British English would actually be more common, but I was just talking to a student of mine about this, and this actually comes up for me all the time nowadays because I have not been living in the States for like about 3 years. I noticed that my English has kind of evolved a little bit because most of the English I speak is with non-natives or with maybe people who are from other English-speaking countries. And it's something you start to notice is English isn't like other languages in the way that, because it's a global language, there's so many different acceptable ways to speak. And unless you actually like go and live in the United States or England or Australia, you're not going to encounter just like purely American or British English. It's much more likely that if you're doing business or you're traveling, English is going to be kind of like a functional language, like a lingua franca, which is a common language that people use to communicate. It comes from like Latin, Latin used to be the lingua franca in the world. Everyone would communicate in Latin across different countries. Then it was French. Now it's English. Living in Europe, it's an interesting example because if you go travel in Europe, there's so many different countries in a small area and so many different languages. You're not going to learn French and German and Polish and Swedish. You're going to speak English in all these countries. That's just how it works. So most of the English that you encounter here in Europe isn't native spoken English.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny. Just last week, I was speaking to Dominica. She's one of the members of Real Life Global who has been helping us test the platform. And she's from Poland, so she obviously speaks Polish, a little bit of Russian, I think, and also English. And she was telling me that she's going to be going to Norway for a vacation, for a holiday. And I asked her if she spoke Norwegian, and she said no. I said, well, how will you communicate there? She said, oh, in English. Even though Norway is a neighboring country, is a country very close to Poland, she is relying on English as the lingua franca, of the way of communicating with the local people there. So I think this is really interesting how, like you said, now that English has become this dominant language, whether we like it or not, it has become definitely the global language right now. So, you know, all these countries, you know, even in Brazil, I know a lot of people in many countries around the world, they actually learn English as their second language since they were a child, since they first start school. So they've actually grown up pretty much speaking English, although they might live in India or live in Brazil or live in Singapore. But they speak English kind of based around their culture as well. I was speaking to a Fluency Circle member, Jay Duke, the other day, and he was telling me that he recently went to Singapore and he got an opportunity to speak to some locals there in English, and they told him that they actually speak Singlish, which is a Singaporean English.
It's kind of like Richard that we had on the podcast a couple months ago from Ghana. They speak like pidgin English in Ghana. He's still got like a very strong Ghanaian accent, but no one would doubt that he's fluent in English.
I really believe that the more that the world starts, you know, using English as the global language, and we start connecting more, you know, so many multinational companies right now that are working in, you know, 20 different countries, and English is the main language used in these companies. So for business, people are speaking English. For travel, people are speaking English. And most of these people aren't native English speakers. So you guys can go and start practicing right now with the Real Life Global platform. It is there, it's live, we've just launched it, and we'd really love to invite all of you guys out there to come join us, help us grow this awesome community, and come and you know, practice your English, make a lot of friends, and you know, kind of discover the world through the English language.
Oh yeah.
So how do they do that, Mr. V?
So right now, what we want you to do right now, or if you're listening to this in your car or away from your computer, as soon as you get home, we want you to go online on Chrome or Firefox. We're sorry, but the Power Chat will not work on your phone yet. You can use other aspects of the website, but for now, go on to Chrome or Firefox. Type into your browser community.reallifeglobal.com, and that's going to take you to the Real Life Global Network.
Yeah, we definitely recommend you guys make a profile as soon as you get in there, because it definitely makes the Power Chat experience a lot better for the other person, because, you know, if you have your profile as complete as you can make it, it's great, because every time you're paired up with another English speaker, you already have a little bit of knowledge about that person, like where they're from, maybe some of their interests and hobbies and stuff like that. So it really helps start the conversation off. We're going to have some questions there, which will also facilitate your conversation. And yeah, just it's going to really help the overall experience as well if you do fill out your profile. So please do that. We'd really appreciate it.
So hopefully we'll bump into you there. Let us know that you heard us on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So we are really excited about this, guys. We would really love your support and your participation in this new and improved Real Life Global platform. We're sure you're going to get some huge benefits out of this. Meet really interesting people from all around the world. And like we said, the reason that we actually make every conversation 3 minutes is so you can, you know, slowly find people that you really connect with. You know, that's the whole idea of like finding people that you do have a really strong connection with, becoming friends, and actually, you know, you can schedule. You don't have to just use the Power Chat. You can also schedule times to video chat with your new friends on the platform. And we also have a lot of new features that we're going to be launching in upcoming months. But right now, this is what we have. And like I said, we'd really appreciate your support and your participation. And if you guys have any questions, please feel free to write to me personally, my email is chad@reallifeglobal.com, or you can contact Ethan
at reallifeglobal.com.
That's right. So if you guys have any questions, please feel free to contact us. We'd love to hear from you guys. We really hope we can power chat with you guys in the very near future too. So that's it for today's podcast, right, Mr. V? Any last messages for these awesome people out there?
Don't think so. Let's play them out.
All right. What do you got for us today?
I've got a song for you called My Silver Linings. It kind of reminds me of my childhood because it's folk music, but it's got a very Southwest United States feel to it. The band is called First Aid Kit, and they're from Sweden. And the song's kind of about persevering, keeping on going down the road, not taking the easy path. So I think it's a great motivation for you and your English. And that song is called My Silver Lining.
And what does that mean? That is actually a pretty cool expression, the silver lining. What does that mean when you say, you know, the actual longer expression is every cloud has a silver lining, but often we just use it to cut it down and say silver lining. What does that mean?
Silver lining is like that in every bad situation, every bad thing that happens to you, there's some kind of like hidden positive effect. Don't give up hope. Keep persevere, keep pushing through, and you'll find that silver lining.
For sure. That is awesome, my man. I'm very looking forward to hearing this song. Thank you so much for participating with me today in today's podcast. It has been a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
And, for all you guys out there, we are very excited to meet you personally, hang out, and make new friends with everyone around the world in the Real Life Global platform. Oh, yeah.
Keep on keeping on.